There's been an ongoing problem with London Ambulance Service because it's not been properly funded to deal with the growing demand on its services over the last few years. And so, consistently, over a long period of time, failing to meet the sort of target response times that they've been aiming for, because they just find they're either kept waiting at hospitals to discharge patients into A&E units because the hospitals are full, or, of course, in many cases, having to travel further because, you know, in London in the last few months, we've had the last year or so, we've had three A&Es closed, and we've obviously got others are still under threat at the present time.
You're saying sometimes the ambulance will get to the hospital fairly quickly, but they can't actually discharge the patient, so they're wasting their time just sitting there.
Yes, there's numbers of hospitals. I mean, it isn't just London. This happens elsewhere as well. I mean, I've just been hearing about Stevenage, where this is also a problem, where the Lister Hospital, strangely, not my personal hospital, but they've got now almost a Bailey queue of ambulances outside waiting because the hospital is so full, and the lack of resources to actually deal with the caseload. Again, they closed an A&E in Welwyn Garden City. So this is an ongoing question, and what baffles me is why London Ambulance management don't make more of a fuss about the consequences of these A&E closures. We keep waiting for the ambulance staff to say, look, and make a stand against this and say, look, we can't carry on just constantly absorbing the extra caseload and the extra stress from covering more distances when an A&E unit is closed down.
And you think that is the primary problem?
We don't get that. Sorry?
You think that is the primary problem, that the slowing down the ambulances is a lack of A&E facilities?
Well, I think that, put it this way, much of the NHS has been living in denial. We keep being told, and we've been told now for about the last 20 years, that more and more services, where emergency services, are going to be either taken over by GPs, we're going to have all kinds of local minor injury units and so on, we're going to take over. But actually, the demand on the ambulance service continues to grow year by year, month by month, and the resources available to them are not increased in terms of the cash for staff and for ambulance vehicles, but also the distances they have to travel between A&Es. Every time you close one down, you stretch the system even further. And we have to recognise at some point or other that the promised policies aren't delivering, and actually we need to put proper resources to enable London ambulances to do their job properly.
In the run-up to an election, of course, all the parties seem to be promising more money to the NHS. Is that what's really needed?
Some more money is definitely needed, but, I mean, there's other problems as well. I mean, we've got a freeze on health service pay, which means that a very stressful job of London ambulance crews, they've actually had a real terms cut in pay of about 16% since 2010, which makes it more difficult to recruit staff to do this work. So even if they had more money, it's not necessarily a given that you can recruit and train sufficient staff of the quality you need to deliver this service.
Now, is it not possible that this is just one of those unfortunate things that if several accidents all happen at the same time, then somebody is going to have to wait?
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose there's always been a point at which that might be true, but in the past, the service has been much closer to achieving an equilibrium in between particular stress points, and it does seem that all you need now is a cold snap in the morning, a dose of flu going round or something, and suddenly they're getting called out to all kinds of cases, and it's just that the service can't cope. And, the combination of the requirements to actually take people further, to wait longer to discharge them. I think that the whole thing is just a perfect storm, really, that's just making it almost impossible for very dedicated ambulance crews to do what they would really like to do, which is deliver a quality service to London.
And you don't think some of this could be down to people just needing to use ambulances unnecessarily and calling ambulances when they could just get on the bus because it's not urgent?
Well, I think what you've seen is an example of where they are now screening calls to some extent, and they're deciding which of the emergency calls are more important than others. And they are, in this case, there were two ambulances were diverted to other people who were seen as more life-threatening and more more serious cases. And in the end, the ambulance that did arrive did not drive with blue lights on to the hospital. So I think you can see in that there is that process of screening calls and deciding which are the most urgent and attending to them first. But as, you know, obviously time wasters don't help, and it would be great if none of those existed anymore. But I think at the end of the day, the service is just under so much strain, it's almost impossible to work a rational way through it.
John, thank you very much for joining us. John Lister, who's from the London Health Emergency. 0345 6060 973. Do you think this is an isolated incident or something that is a sign of the crisis that we keep hearing about, the impending crisis, with somebody left on the ground after an accident, colliding with a car in Teddington this morning, left for over an hour and a half waiting for an ambulance? Is that acceptable? Jan's in Twickenham on LBC. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Clive.
Hi.
I'm a campaigner, hospital campaigner for Charing Cross. And in fact, this is more the norm than rather not the norm nowadays. A freedom of information request for 2013-14 was asked for, and 279,207 ambulances were delayed for more than 30 minutes. And a further 30,601 waited for more than an hour. These are freedom of information requests on all 10 ambulance trains.
And is that just for the Charing Cross, or is
that's
it
not just for Charing Cross?
No, London or the whole the UK figure, is it?
That
or
is
England?
The UK, but
yeah.
Charing Cross, it is very, very normal to have four or five ambulances lined up, no matter how hard you try and say to people or to the local CCGs, they totally are in denial. They will not accept that it's a massive problem. And also, very interestingly, you might have the paramedics, because they are cutting 50%, I believe, throughout the UK, so I last heard. But if you actually check with a lot of these companies, they're now private. Not only are they private, so somebody's earning a lot of money on the back of letting out these. I think they're about £400 a pop for sort of transport. But a lot of the drivers are actually on 0 hours now. They have to go without any pay unless they're called in for work.
And have you come across this thing of ambulances having to wait because they can't discharge their patients?
Absolutely. If you want to come, I mean, you're not far. If you want to come and, you know, sit in a car and watch, you'll see for yourself. I promise you, go outside any A&E, and I invite others to call in. There's 3 years of...
There are ambulances with patients
with
just
patients
waiting there because they can't get into hospital.
And the thing is, really like to emphasise this. Before they blame, you know, the time wasters, actually, a lot of these people are elderly. They may have broken a limb, taken a fall. They cannot get on a bus or, you know, when you're young and fit, you can hop along. You can, you know, you can grab a fence. You can walk, bounce around on crutches. But these people actually mostly are elderly. They can't, you know, unless they can't be transported any other way, because they are fragile. If they've broken a bone, you can't lift them in case you cause more damage because fragile bones. A heart attack, you know, it's actually very, very serious.
I take your point, and maybe I'll take you up on that. I'll go and have a look at Charing Cross Hospital. Thank you, Jan. More calls coming on this in a moment. 0345 6060 973. LBC, I'm Clive Bull. It's 8:16.